Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
To the north, because the Northern Ireland Prosecution Service has announced today that 15 former British soldiers will not be prosecuted in relation to allegations of perjury over evidence given to the Bloody Sunday inquiry. The prosecution service that said that the available evidence was insufficient to provide a reasonable prospect of a conviction of any suspect considered. I'm joined now by Belfast journalist Amanda Ferguson. Amanda, you're very welcome to the programme. You might give me a little bit of background to this.
Yes, well, obviously, most people are aware that 13 people were shot dead when the British Army soldiers opened fire on a civil rights march in Derry in January of 1972. Now, the PPS announced today that 15 former soldiers investigated for perjury over Bloody Sunday will not face any charges. Back in 2010, Lord Savile's inquiry report had stated that some soldiers had knowingly put forward false accounts, but at lunchtime the PPS said there was insufficient evidence to provide a reasonable prospect of conviction, and it also found the same in respect of an alleged former member of the IRA. Now, the senior public prosecutor, John O'Neill, issued a pretty lengthy statement attempting to reassure families and the public, and he said that all decisions on whether or not to prosecute are taken independently and impartially against the test for prosecution. And he did reiterate that the standard of proof needed for a criminal prosecution is high.
And has there been any political reaction, Amanda?
There has been. There's been political reaction from across the spectrum. The Sinn Féin MLA, Pádraig De Largey, had said that today's decision by the PPS is deeply disappointing for the families. And he said that the people of Derry would continue to stand with them in pursuit of justice. The DUP East Derry MP, Gregory Campbell, said the decision not to prosecute soldiers for perjury in relation to Bloody Sunday should come as no surprise. And he also said that it demonstrates that there's no need for the legacy bill that the UK government is enacting at the moment, which takes effect in a few weeks.
Sorry, I know you mentioned the families there, but I just wonder what, if anything, the families can do now, or what more they'll say at this point.
Yes, well, Madeline Finucane solicitors issued a statement this afternoon that they said that the families that they represent are very disappointed at the PPS decision, but they're certainly not fooled by it, as it was described. Now, John Kelly, whose 17-year-old brother Michael died on Bloody Sunday, said the families were disappointed and perplexed by the decision. He said, "Why is it that the people of Derry cannot forget the events of Bloody Sunday, yet the parachute regiment who caused all of the deaths and injury on that day apparently cannot recall it?" And he also said that the families will be considering the ruling by the PPS. He described it as an affront to the rule of law and a continuation of the injustice that was perpetrated on Bloody Sunday. And it's expected perhaps that this ruling will be considered and that the families may well consider further legal action in the time ahead.
I know there was an apology in the House of Commons over Bloody Sunday, but I think, do you think this... This announcement today will maybe reopen the wounds again for the families, or certainly stop healing the wounds, to say the least?
Well, you know, it's the common story that we hear all the time whenever it comes to victims of the conflict in the north and further afield. Very few seem to get satisfaction, and their pursuit of justice spans, in some cases, as with the Bloody Sunday families, many decades. So every time that there's an announcement like this, it feels like a blow to the families, and they reflect that either through their solicitors or through their own personal statements. The Gerry Duddy, whose brother John was among those killed, said that the PPS decision was a slap in the teeth, and the Foyle MP Colm Eastwood said it was another difficult moment for the Bloody Sunday families. But I guess if anything, we've seen in the past that families don't give up lightly, so I'd imagine that the legal teams will be considering what's been announced today, and we'll probably hear more in due course.
Okay, Amanda Ferguson in Belfast, thank you.